For the last 2 weeks, NPR has been running a series called Take Me to Your Leader, a three-man crew, correspondent David Green, producer Thomas Pierce, and photographer David Gilkey have zigzagged their way across America in search of leadership that's not necessarily presidential. They talked to us 2 weeks ago from Chicago's Wrigley Field, and David joins us at the end of the trip in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, David, how'd it go? What'd you learn?
Hey, Leanne. Yeah, 3,500 miles later in Phoenix. We're at the base of Camelback Mountain looking over the city. And our last stop was really neat. We actually made a pass through Window Rock, Arizona, and stumbled upon a huge Navajo Nation festival. The road was just lined with tents. People were setting up to spend the night. And I was chatting with a 41-year-old truck driver named Cameron Wanika. And he immediately said when he thinks of leadership, he thinks of his parents. So here's a listen.
We used to get together here with them, too, every year when they were around. They'll set up for us, and we'll come in when we were young. And they'll have food for us. We'll eat and enjoy the parade, go to the fair. And now that tradition's turned down to us, so that's what I'm doing, getting things ready. Or the younger ones, my kids, grandkids.
You know, that's really interesting, David, because I remember the Chicago Cubs fan that you met 2 weeks ago, and she brought up her mom.
She did. It's interesting to have two people thousands of miles apart, but talking about their parents. And that was a big theme. But we heard a lot of other answers, too. You know, people talking about a restaurant owner in their neighborhood, a musician, the owner of a minor league baseball team. So it's just neat to get out in the country, talk to people, not at campaign events, and realize that when they think about, you know, the challenges in their lives and making their lives better in their communities, there are a lot more people they look up to other than John McCain and Barack Obama.
You know, that was the whole point of the trip, really, wasn't it? I mean, an alternative to all of the convention coverage. You've been blogging, and you actually took some suggestions from listeners about where to go and who to talk to.
Absolutely. We got so many emails, people saying, you know, come by, talk to this person, come by for a drink with us. And, you know, we were just three guys in an SUV.
Well, I know you have some of your favorite moments that you've sent to us, and we're going to play that in just a second. But first, I'll say have a safe trip back home, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you, Leanne.
NPR's David Green. And here were a few of the memorable voices David and his crew heard as they crossed the country talking to people about leadership.
How in the world did you end up in Walsh, Colorado?
We did a road trip from Chicago. We're crossing the country.
Okay. It's a unique little town. It's got good people in it. You should move here.
You do have a feeling of empowerment in a small community. You know, you need to have that feeling in this day and age, I think. Otherwise, you get all bogged down by the bureaucracy and the theys and thems and everything else. And when it's the us and the we, I feel like that's much more powerful.
Isola Restaurant on the south side. The place is clean and the food is good. When they come in, I'm here. That makes a difference.
Isola makes a difference because Isola's been here as a stable in force for over 50 years.
I'm the captain. I've got my trainee up there in the boat today. It's too nice to be stuck up there.
Who do you look up to, if not John McCain or Barack Obama? Like,
being a hunting fanatic, I'd have to say Ted Nugent, but he's not really my idol. I'd have to say Jesus, because he's the man.
I'm about to get biblical on you. I'm a true believer that God lets you go through things so you can learn from them. How can I tell somebody else that, you know, you can't go that way? That's not the way to go. I can tell you, I've been homeless. I've been hand to mouth trying to figure out how to eat.
We get along fine here. We're mountain people. We understand each other. I may be a Democrat. Old Martin may be a Republican, but we that's fine. We don't let that bother us a bit. We go ahead and we play our fiddles or do what we want to and get along and have brotherly love and good fellowship.
That was Rick Mills and Dolly Morrow of Walsh, Colorado. Isola White, a restaurant owner in Chicago, along with her customer Sherman Nelson. We also heard from Mississippi River ferryboat captain Kevin Noly. Don Mosley was a voice from Kansas City, Missouri. And finally, fiddler Glenn Morrison from Arkansas. Just a few of the people who've been part of our series, Take Me to Your Leader. To check out some photos, take your own trip to npr.org/elections.
Yeah.
You're listening to NPR News.